League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Finance Show, Tip TV. It's 10 a.m. Thursday, the 18th of February, 2016. I'm feeling the love here because I have with me Bill Hubbard, financial guru and TV legend, and a rising star in the world of the financial market.
Well, let's hope so.
How long do you think it's going to take before you get up to the level you want to get up to?
Another probably 45 years.
Oh, that's okay. Right, Bill.
Yes.
I've got a sort of a slightly sarcastic email from you overnight talking about the fact that the world hasn't ended. You were able to enjoy your Valentine's Day without any adverse incident, and markets look fine.
Well, not that they look fine, Zach. It's a question of everybody, it seems like, that I've talked to, I've listened to, we've had here, it's, you know, the glass is half empty. My feeling is the glass is half full. And also the fact is, I know one of the major universities has just done a report during the first quarter of this year saying, remember, 99.9% of the world does not revolve around what's happened on the FTSE or the Dow, et cetera. And I think this is one of the things we see. As we always know, in any market, it's overdone on the upside or the downside, okay? So we started seeing this downside being overdone, maybe because of the simple fact, as we talked about this before. Remember, more than 70%, you know, of the wizards of Wall Street, the new geniuses, okay, of Wall Street in the city, 70% of them have never seen or had never seen a rate hike. So after the 15th, 16th of December, in reality, you can say, well,
just like they're not going to see one again either.
What do we do now? And so but that's my feeling. So the simple fact is, no, we are recovering, okay? As I say, we've overdone it on the downside. It'll take us, as you just mentioned, and I fully agree. Will we recover today? No, it may take another 2 or 3 weeks. But as we've seen now, the biggest losers on the FTSE and most of the indices were commodity-related and bank shares. So, I mean, when yesterday, the last couple of days, when you've seen Glencore and Anglo American as two of the biggest rising stocks, based on what, okay?
Well, you're coming up with my argument here. I mean, those are two stocks who've been total dogs for the last couple of years. All of a sudden, people are covering their short positions, presumably on this sort of smoke and mirrors refinancing. Is that great? FTSE at 6,000, it was there in 98, 95 when we were both young. That's no good either. The only real cause for joy is that the Fed are now too scared to raise interest rates because they've been...
See, I disagree with that.
They've been pummeled by... Well, no, but you disagree with that, but every time the Fed gets near to raising rates, the dark forces of bear forces short the hell out of the Dow and the S&P and scare them, and then they can't raise rates.
But, I mean, I still feel...
The Fed's totally out of control in terms of rate policy. The markets are ruling the Fed.
Yes, which they shouldn't be, okay? It should be data dependent. But also remember, one of the things that we saw in the December move and then in the January move was the concern about China. Well, China was sort of last week's problem, okay? What about oil? Oil is up 11.2% just in the last few days. They were talking about gold. Well, gold, we saw a massive move there. So we're starting to see some stabilization. I still feel that we will get, unless we get a series of horrific data dependency from the U.S., I'm expecting a rate hike both in June and December from the Federal Reserve.
I hope that your prediction becomes correct, Bill. I have my doubts. Right, let's move on to the slides before there's a punch-up here at Tip TV. First thing to look at is to download the Tip TV finance app available on iOS or on Android. You can also join us on Twitter at Official Tip TV and keep in touch with the guests and what's coming up as well. Now we have the broker forecast, which I've come up with. Normally, with a snide look at one company or another. Sports Direct, the company well known for treating its employees like gods.
Exactly.
I think the head honcho there will be meeting MPs to describe how his employment policy and how long people are allowed to go to the toilet for in any given day.
But he does pay his tax.
Of course he does, and that's unusual these days for large companies.
Yes.
Buy recommendation there from Jefferies International. Target there down to 550 from 800 pence. Then Auto Trader, which seems to be going great guns at the moment, the publisher, has a sort of, I think, a dominant position in its sector, so that's normally good in a deflationary environment. You've got a bit of pricing yes. power there, and first mover advantage. So overweight there from JP Morgan, equal weight from Barclays Capital, and those geniuses at Deutsche Bank have got it on hold.
Be nice.
Which
now.
I think is.
I have friends at Deutsche
which
Bank.
Have you?
Yes.
How many?
Fewer than I had 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, right. That's all I wanted to hear. Rolls-Royce, JP Morgan, neutral there, despite the lack of a sixth profits warning. Unbelievable. But I suppose that is better than being underweight. And their target price, a bit of a flip-flop there, up to £6.90 from £3.95. So that looks very, I suppose it's a bit of a turnaround there, isn't it?
Whatever you say.
Whatever I say. Okay, let's look onto the charts of the different companies. Sports Direct not had a great time. I think they're trying to prove that the old adage wrong, that there is no such thing as bad publicity. I think there is on occasion an effect from that. Little bit of a rebound here with the market, but £4. What's that? £4 30 really the resistance there that needs to break to give us a reversal formation. Next company, Auto Trader, one I like a lot. Support there in the 320s, 330 area. Looks like we're there for a new leg to the upside, hopefully back up towards the highs at 450. And then Rolls-Royce, amazing turnaround here. I think the 395 target looked wrong, but anyway. Gap down there, gap up here. That's a great reversal on a technical perspective. We've got the neckline here around £6.20, so while we're above that, looking maybe for 720 and then 760. On the recent resistance there. Moving along to Mike's morning markets. Mike was in earlier on for the 8 o'clock morning meeting. Overnight Asian shares resumed their upward march led by Japan and Australia. Global equity back to February the 5th levels. That's amazing, isn't it? 2 weeks ago. Japan sells 5-year bonds at negative rates for the first time.
Well, let's look at this, okay? We're talking about George Osborne and borrowing cost, okay? Last week, gilt 10-year traded at 1.23%. To put that in perspective, that's the lowest rate in 320 years. Therefore, I think George Osborne should have borrowed about 20 godzillion whatever. I mean, he should be borrowing, and borrowing, okay? And I think everybody should be, okay? Every government in the world. Come on. Negative rates? Well, this is what's killing the banks, okay? If banks aren't lending, traditionally banks, if they don't lend, then they buy bonds. Well, you've got almost, 28% of the purchase bonds that general banks would buy are all negative rates, okay?
So how's this going to end? Is it going to end in a happy way?
Well, let's hope so, Zach. You know, I'm getting too old for it to be totally depressed. But, I mean, this is a situation where, one, we didn't understand quantitative easing. I think Janet Yellen made a critical error in her comments last week saying, well, we're looking at negative rates. I mean, what kind of comment is that from a central banker, okay?
Okay, Fed minutes show heightened concern over growth and inflation outlook, slightly downgraded forecast growth in inflation rates in March. And obviously, as I said earlier, they were scared because the stock market
went down. Yes, and I think the key thing will be the people who were expecting, like the Goldman Sachs, 4 rate hikes this year, definitely know that the dots will be changed again in March. But my feeling is I still am expecting a June and December rate hike by the Fed Reserve. The simple fact is I think the market's even still predicting like a 10% probability in March. I totally disagree with that. But it's also like the people that are talking about 50% probability that the Bank of England won't raise rates until 2019.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next slide then, which is S&P enjoying first three-day rally of 2016. The neckline of the base is now less than 1% away. And moving up through 1950 would trigger the bottom, a pattern which yields back towards a record high for the index. So we're just flip-flopping between the lows and the highs in a very
And this goes back to what we were talking about before. Is the market being dictated by the technicians based on the fundamentals or just strictly the technicians? I know we were always talking about 1812. Well, 1812 was a very difficult day for the United States because that's when you guys burned the White House.
Terrible. Nicole Elliott from the Messrs. Chronicle, EU leaders have penciled in a full English breakfast for tomorrow morning just in case they can't thrash out anything this evening. Why do they think working through the night makes it look as though they are working hard? They're trying to get away from the wife. I think that's what it is, really.
Not my wife. I'd never do that.
Okay. All right. Next up, the Forex open positions from Oanda clients. Still long up to the eyeballs of silver and gold, which is shows that the risk off atmosphere has not gone away. They are bullish on sterling, which is interesting given the previous slide and the fact that it's very unlikely that the UK will.
But you've seen this. I mean, just in the past, like 10 days, we've gone, I won't say who they were, two major brokerage firms were talking about 55 to 60% probability of Brexit, which means that sterling could drop probably 12 to 14%. They were talking sterling at 135, 136. I think the last I looked, cable was 144. So, I mean, we have a real dichotomy on who's believing what.
Okay, well, we've gone to the last slide, I hope. What's trending? China inflation, January inflation hits a five-month high.
Yay!
Federal Reserve. members of the U.S. Federal Reserve considered changing course on their plan to raise rates through 2016, minutes from the Fed's last meeting show. And then in Japan, latest trade figures have shown exports falling for a fourth straight month, which is not very healthy. And then British Gas, everybody's favorite energy supplier. Yeah. Profits have risen by 31% to $574 million for the 12 months to the end of December as gas consumption increased. I think that the gas prices, though, or your gas bill has only gone down by 10%. Even though gas has gone down by about 60% over the intervening period. But that's the way that business is and
sure.
The world is. It's a sad thing to note. Bill Hubbard, financial guru, TV legend,
thank you
for opening the Finance Show with me today.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.